Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome, Cameron. Welcome.
Yes.
Early morning podcast
feels like a
session.
Start of a class.
It does, doesn't it?
Early
Get
morning
out your
session.
Pencils.
All right, everybody. Welcome.
Mindless Banter number 26. Here we are.
26, huh?
26. I think so. I don't know. We could be way off.
75, 21.
That's where I'm at on the sheet, so I'm guessing that's where
Sounds
we should
good
be.
To me.
But today we've got a couple of quick conspiracies to bring to you. Thanksgiving
they need to be
week.
Brought up.
They do. We haven't talked about them yet. So
yeah, and you need to know about them.
Mm-hmm. It's Thanksgiving week, so we're doing just a quick little episode, and next week you're not going to get an episode, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Kobe's, are you in D.C. next
I'm
week?
I'm in Washington next
Ooh.
Week. So,
did you get a map downloaded of all the exits?
No, I need to. I really do.
Railway?
I'm going to go back and re-listen to the travel prepping episode just to kind of make sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Got to get on a plane.
Are you going with your wife?
Yeah, my wife is going.
Where are your kids going?
They're staying here.
Kennel?
Yeah, she's 11. She can figure it out.
We got two kennels for the smaller ones. And you just open a bunch of food storage.
Here. I just bought one of those big packs of like the chips, like the little individual chips, throw in there. Yeah. I got some hamster water feeders to put in there, and we should be good to go.
Here's some alcohol tabs if you need to cook fire, keep yourself warm.
Roll toilet paper for each of them. They're going to be fine.
The other one's old enough she can...
Yeah, she'll go to school and stuff, but the other ones will stay in the kennel. Please don't call DCFS on me, please. That's not actually happening. No, we got the in-laws coming out to watch the children.
Nice.
So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. So, Cameron, we each brought a couple of, a conspiracy to talk about today to quickly go over. What did you bring?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear what you
I've
brought.
I've wanted to talk about this one before, and
Have
I've
you?
Wanted to look into it on my own because I'm like, I've heard these theories, and I don't know if y'all knew, but there is a hollow earth, and it's filled with giants, Germans, and a little sun.
Germans?
Yeah. There's all kinds.
Is that like where Hitler...
That's exactly.
Oh, nuh-uh.
They made a deal with the hollow livers. The hollow livers. People in there, and
wow.
That's where they've been hiding out. That's,
yeah.
That's where they hid.
I've only just heard the term hollow earth theory, but I haven't looked into
but
it
But they
at
did
all, so.
Supposedly send troops and stuff up to find it because there's
up?
like
how do you,
up into the North Pole or the South Pole. That's the entrances.
Oh, that's where the entrances are.
The worst. It's like the hardest door to get to.
So is Santa like the gatekeeper?
Yeah, probably.
Or something?
I'm sure he comes out of there.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
So yeah, you want me to go?
Yeah,
into
go
that?
For it, dude. Yeah, let's
I didn't
do
know
it.
If you needed to talk about anything else.
No, I'm good to go.
Today.
I'm good to go.
So yeah. There is a theory that they're like the earth, we have the outside that you live in, and then it just wraps in on itself.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Concave. And like on the inside, it has its own little atmosphere.
What?
And there's like a sun in the middle. Some people say there's two suns.
There's a sun in the middle?
Yeah. And other people say it's like divided by night and day on each side. It's super weird and it's really hard to explain.
Wow.
But, and then there's belief like way back in like the 1600s where they think that it was like the underworld, like that's where all the dead goes. They go on the inside of the earth.
Oh, it's like the
you live
legit
on the outside,
underworld.
You die and you get buried and you just end up on the inside and you can live in there too.
That's cool.
But, yeah. So like, look at this picture. It looks like, it looks
like
a big
Death Star.
It looks like a break. Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like the Death Star.
Oh, it looks like one of those bracelets, you know, the women, the big old fat.
Yeah.
So yeah. The first person that kind of talked about it was, the Haley guy. The one that actually same
the comic guy.
Yeah. Same guy.
For real.
Yeah. It's like, let's name it after. And there's like statues and stuff for these people. I'm like, man, let's just come up with some bizarre, freaking weird theory that nobody can disprove and we'll get a statue made. So the idea of subterranean realms became intertwined with the concept of places of origin of the afterlife, the Greek underworld. That's kind of where it first started, or Christian hell.
Ooh.
Hell's on the inside of Earth. Did you know that?
Yeah,
so
I did.
That's kind of cool. Ancient Greeks, they kind of talked about the underworld and believed that there's like all these different portals to it. Caverns occupied by ancient god Zalmoxis. Never heard of Zalmoxis.
Oh, is that a antibiotic? Yeah, that's what Doesn't that sound like an antibiotic?
This is where all the origin of medicine came from.
Yeah.
So in Mesopotamia religion, there's a story of a man after traveling through the darkness of a tunnel in the mountain of Mashu, entered a subterranean garden. There's, I don't know what else goes with that story, but it sounds pretty
interesting. Sounds like a metaphor for sex to me. Yeah, probably. Dark tunnel, Mediterranean garden, I don't know. Yeah.
So there's all these different, so Celtic mythology, that there's a cave called Crouchon. Crouchon that cave. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm probably butchering
it. Yeah, you absolutely are butchering it.
Crouchon. Crouchon? Anyway. Mm. Ireland's gate to hell. So they said that there's like this hole in Ireland in County Down. County Down to Northern Ireland. They're going to find that hole.
That's awesome.
And people are believed that Druidism, do you know much about Druidism?
Druidism?
Is it Druidism? I have never even heard of it. That's where they think it came from. People came out and they're like, here it is, Druidism, and then they left.
That's where that came from.
It came from people living from in the
subterranean
earth.
Peoples.
They came up, talking about it. I've never really heard about it. What is it?
I don't know much about it, honestly.
Mexican folklore also tells of a cave in the mountain 5 miles south of Ojinaga, and that's where all the devilish creatures that inhabit the earth come from. That sounds like Mexico's beliefs.
Do they know where that cave's at?
The Chupacabra? It probably came out of there.
Yeah, probably.
Russian legend says that ancient Siberian tribe came from that cave and lives on earth now. This is what's weird is like there's like four or five different Indian tribes. There's Russians and Germans. They all say that like these certain types of people came from the inner earth. I'm like, it's kind of weird that just across the whole globe.
I wonder if you do like your 23andMe, you know, and it says, hey, you're from the inner earth people. Yeah, 15% inner earth.
I just read something about the DNA testing on how it's this massive scam and was and always. Like, well, when it first started,
yeah,
people were just scamming.
So I know it's not super accurate because there's people that have done the exact same ones like several times, and every time it comes back, it's different.
I think it's a scam.
It's a little bit different every time. Yeah. So maybe that's just the how they're just not that.
Did we talk about it on here that one of our friends got devastated?
Oh no,
about
but you told me about it, but we haven't talked about it on here.
Yeah, one of my friends did it, and he's like, he thought with his last name, he's like, oh, I'm coming from German descent, and found out he's like, wait, British, what? Completely different, rerouted. Anyways, come to find out his mom cheated on him. His what he thought was his dad, and that he found his real dad, found out this girl was like really closely related to him, and then it's his sister.
That is the craziest story.
It was like he was like in this massive depression for a while. I would be.
Is he doing all right with it now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like the easiest going person.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's somebody else. That's fine.
Oh well.
But I was like, wow. At least it kind of helped him with that. I don't know.
Anyway, sorry.
But he's like his sister's cool.
Put you off on a tangent there.
Yeah. But yeah, like this is another big one. The Mandan people in ancient times, like the Native American mythology, emerged from a subterranean land through a cave at the north side of the Missouri River.
Oh, right there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And Brazil. There's a lot of stuff about Brazilian, because this one of the explorers had said that he'd explored the North Pole and found like people coming out of a hole up there.
And he was found and spotted a bunch of people coming out of a hole.
So anyway, 17th and 18th century, Edmund Halley, same one that the comet's named after.
Yeah.
He said that there's an atmosphere. It's kind of funny to me. So it's always like this tropical, nice, beautiful, I'm sure to be, instead of going to like Sandals Resort or it's like going to Inner Earth.
Do you get a direct flight?
Yeah.
To Inner Earth?
Atmosphere inside, as he explained it, as like this luminous and possibly inhabited and speculated the escaping gas is what caused the aurora borealis.
Oh, so the earth is farting. It's
farting basically all this gas out, and it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's coming from the inner earth.
Makes sense.
Yeah. In the 20th century, here's some of the more extreme ones here. George Papasvili, I don't know where he's from, but he wrote about the discovery in the mountains, the Caucasus Mountain. Caucasus Mountains, I don't know where they are. Cavern containing human skeletons with heads as big as bushel baskets. And they were from ancient tunnels that led to the center of the earth. He said one man entered the tunnel, never returned.
Must be inner earth.
Big heads found him.
Yeah.
Beat him to death. Novelist Lob Singh Rampa, in his book, The Cave,
such a good writer.
The Cave of the Ancients, said an underground chamber system exists beneath the Himalayas and filled with ancient machinery, records, and treasures. And in the same period, Michael Grumley, a cryptozoologist, has linked Bigfoot to being part of that ancient tunnel system.
Freaking Sasquatch.
Dude, Sasquatch is connected to everything.
Everything.
Like, I think
he runs the world.
He does run the world. I was like, oh, there we go. You got any conspiracy kind of slowly ties back.
It either comes back to Sasquatch or the New World Order, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know why that Bigfoot hasn't been talked about more in the New World Order.
I don't know why either. I guarantee
Big
he's part of
huge
it.
Big old huge dude can control everything.
Uh-huh.
In and out of dimensions, which is totally bogus to most believers.
Yeah, by the way, we've almost hit 200,000 views.
I saw that. I looked last night.
On that stupid documentary.
Probably have 200,000.
When I say documentary, I do it in quotes.
Yeah.
Documentary.
Probably have 200,000 negative reviews, too. These guys are idiots. Wasted my life. I want my money back.
These guys aren't serious about anything. Well, no shit.
Want my time back. So I watch YouTube videos all day.
Yeah.
Ancient, this one I like too. Ancient astronaut writer Peter Colosimo said.
Colosimo.
Have you heard of him?
No, but that's how you say the name.
Colosimo.
Colosimo.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
A robot was seen entering. You just like to correct me, but that's fine.
A robot was seen what?
Seen entering. Yeah. A robot was seen entering a tunnel below the monastery in Mongolia.
Oh.
He claimed that a light was seen from underground in the town of Azerbaijan. I don't know how to say that. And he said that there's other people that have linked UFO activities from coming out of the earth. So apparently there's Bigfoot down in there. There's UFOs. That's where the
Didn't Transformers come from under the earth?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, also in War of the Worlds. Yeah,
those were
in the earth.
Looking. Because they're like the perfect little spherical. Yeah. And that's where the Atlantis people went to, too.
Oh, Atlantis.
That's
the one we'll have to do one day, too, Atlantis.
Yeah, that one would be really good. Yeah. There's plenty on that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's all these theories that down inside the middle of the earth, there's all this stuff.
My guess is the
flying saucer thing, I'd never heard that. But they believe that they have flying saucer technology down in there. People live perfect health for hundreds of years because it's like the perfect atmosphere.
Starbucks
too.
On every corner.
Yeah. But it's pretty amazing to look into. Like, I couldn't even believe all the stuff that they said. There's one letter I wanted to read to you. This guy, Symes, is the one that like really pushed it hard. He was in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it like grew probably the biggest during his time. But he wrote this letter and he actually had Congress like back him up for a bit. To get like an explore, like a group to go up. And it says, I declare the earth is hollow and habitable within, containing a number of solid concentric spheres, one within the other. And that it opens at the poles 12 and 16 degrees. I pledge my life in support of this truth and am ready to explore the hollow if the world will support and aid me in the undertaking. And then the last part, he says, I ask 100 brave companions well-equipped to start from Siberia in the fall sea sun with reindeer and sleighs on the ice of the frozen sea. I engage, we find warm and rich land stocked with thrifty vegetables and animals, if not men, on reaching 1 degree northward of latitude 82. We will return in the succeeding spring. It never happened.
Why? I can't believe they haven't made a movie out of that yet.
I know.
So basically, it's like Journey to the Center of the Earth
His idea came kind of from this idea. But it's super, like...
So crazy.
Super interesting. There's so many different takes on it from across the world that they probably didn't hear about it.
Yeah, so
it's kind of interesting that, like...
That is the crazy thing.
The Indian tribes, like, within Brazil that claim that their ancestors came from the, like, inside of the earth. It's so weird. I'm like, how can these theories all be somewhat similar?
It's kind of like what we kind of found out with the Sasquatch thing, that each of those tribes that were all completely separate all had, like, this weird Sasquatch legend in their stories. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. And then all these other tribes, all these other people have these legends of hollow earth people. So weird.
Yeah. It's like they, there must be one traveler that's just spreading all the.
I want to screw everybody up. I want to give them all these weird stories.
Yep.
That's crazy. Hollow Earth.
Lewis
man.
And Clark. And one of them still wandering around telling weird stories.
Yeah. That's a good one. Thanks, Cameron.
Yeah.
That's
Hollow good. Earth.
So mine is a little less crazy, but it's.
It's not crazy.
No.
It's really a Hollow Earth.
Yeah, I know. I know. So have you heard of Bohemian Grove?
I've heard of it. I haven't heard of it. Hardly anything about it.
Well, I'm going to teach you a little bit about it today.
Let's hear it.
There's a couple of weird conspiracies around it. Nothing that's obviously been substantiated. But either way, even if there's no like real conspiracy around it, like real weird stuff going on, it is the craziest thing that happens every single year in this craziest place. So Bohemian Grove, basically, it's a restricted 2,700-acre campground in Monterey, California. All right. It belongs to the San Francisco-based Gentlemen's Club, known as the Bohemian Club. So in mid-July every year, Bohemian Grove hosts more than a two-week encampment of some of the most prominent men of the world. So every year, for 2 weeks in July, all these people come to this like 3,000-acre place. It's like summer camp for rich, crazy guys, basically is what it is. So the conspiracy theorists believe, you know, Bohemian Grove... It's like hosts of like this right wing New World Order type group. But the funniest thing is.
Sounds true.
It really does sound true, honestly. You know, in Watergate, you know, they found a bunch of Richard Nixon tapes, right? There was a bunch of tapes where he was talking. So he was actually part of the Bohemian Grove.
Is that old?
Oh, is it? Like, oh, yeah. Like it started way back in the day. Way back in the day.
I thought it was like a new thing.
No, this is like, it started, when did it start?
Like Skulls type of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's like, it started back in the 1800s or something.
Wow, I had no idea.
So Richard Nixon, he was caught talking about what happens at Bohemian Grove. So really? This is a direct quote from him. He said, "It's the most faggy gosh damn thing you could ever imagine." That's what Richard Nixon That's said awesome. About it. Faggy? Yeah. Faggy gosh damn thing you could ever imagine.
Of course he said gosh.
Yeah. So some of the notable members over the years, Henry Kissinger, Walter Cronkite, Dick Nixon, obviously, Ronald Reagan, Charles Schwab, Bret Hart. I'm not sure who that is. Maybe is that the wrestler? Bret the Hitman Hart. No?
Who is Bret Hart?
I don't know. Mark Twain, Jack London. Like huge, yeah. I mean, huge people, man. So right now, there's actually 2,500 current members of Bohemian Grove.
Jeez, gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. But listen to this: to join the Bohemian Grove, you must either be invited by two members or wait patiently on a waiting list for decades to get in. But once you get in, it's a $25,000 fee to get in, and then every year there's yearly dues that you have to pay.
Who's running this?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a fantastic idea. So I got to show you some of these pictures. If you guys have your phone nearby and you're not driving, you got to look up pictures of Bohemian Grove. It's basically set in the Redwoods in California.
I have seen a picture that I was like, where is that?
Yeah, so they chose an owl as the club's totem.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Okay.
Yeah, so they regularly socialize, drink, and they put on theatrical and musical performances around this owl. So look at the owl right there.
It's like a men's hangout.
Yeah, it's creepy, dude. It looks like something creepy from like a 1980s horror movie, like a cult horror movie or something. So the annual trip to Sonoma began in the summer of 1878. So that's when it all got going. Yeah. In the 20th century, the members' retreat garnered a reputation for involving highly secretive and cultish rituals, the most well-known of which was the cremation of care. That's the big one that they do every single year.
And this cremation of care, what is that?
I'm going to tell you.
What's care? Care Bear?
Yeah. It was instituted in 1881, an opening ceremony whose purpose was to make the club members carefree from the outset of the retreat. The performance took place in front of the owl that I just showed you. It was built in 1929 in the center of the camp of Bohemian Grove. They burn a fake sacrifice in front of a huge damn owl. That's what they do. And so obviously, like, the bunch of dudes doing this, you know, every year can raise a little bit of suspicion. You know what I mean? So the ceremony involves pulling across the lake on a small boat, and it contains an effigy of care. So basically it's like a thing that they're going to burn. It's like a fake dead person. So dark hooded figures receive from the ferryman the effigy, which is placed on an altar.
Wow.
And at the end of the ceremony, it's set on fire. So this ceremony...
What if it is a body? Like,
that's part of the conspiracy. That's part of the conspiracy. They think it's like actually a real person that they're actually doing this to each year. Wow. So they think every year somebody is sacrificed in the cremation of care. So the moss and lichen covered statue simulates a natural rock formation, yet holds electrical and audio equipment within it. This is the owl.
Ooh.
For many years,
a
recording of the voice of club member Walter Cronkite was used as the voice of the owl during the ceremony. Music and pyrotechnics accompany the ritual for dramatic effect. So it's literally like, this is what Richard Nixon was talking about, how it was so faggy, because it was like a play and a musical set for a bunch of like old white rich dudes. It's all it is, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So the site has become increasingly inaccessible, which lends to the mystery in the event of the events that are going on.
Can't test the ashes for human tissue. Uh-uh.
The Bohemian Grove is protected by a sophisticated security team year round. It employs ex-military personnel.
Sophisticated?
Well, there's like,
we're not dummies.
They utilize high-end security equipment, including thermal night vision cameras, motion detectors, vibration sensing alarm systems.
Wow.
Throughout this whole 3,000 acres.
25,000 a pop.
I know. They can afford it.
Money.
Yeah.
Some dude.
So the level of security is heightened during, when
event.
Everything's going on. Yeah. During these times, actually, the sheriff's office actually comes and helps do security as well. And then most of the time the Secret Service is there because of the members. There's like usually every year
White House members.
There's somebody that needs Secret Service protection, which is crazy, yeah. Right? So the club's patron saint is John of Nepomuk, whatever that is. But there's a statue of him as you walk into the grove, and he's got his finger over his lips doing this. Nice. So you can see why, like, this is weird to people,
extremely.
Right? Yeah. So Alex Jones.
Well, it's in California, I guess.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Alex Jones, our buddy, is convinced that there are satanic gay rituals that go down when all the rich people get together.
Anything he's not included in.
I know. That's gay.
It's gay and a bunch of weirdos killing people.
Yeah.
Killing stuff.
I don't get invited. He actually infiltrated... He did a little documentary on it. So he has some video from like across the lake or river or something of the cremation of care ceremony happening. So you can go online and actually watch some of this. And it is so weird.
God.
It is some of the weirdest crap you will ever see. Conspiracy theorist Mark Dice claims the idea of the nuclear bomb was conceived at the Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it was... Who was it? Was it Oppenheimer? So there's a couple of them that were actually members, and they come there every year, and they say like all these, you know, hugely influential people are coming every year to get together. So like there's got to be crap going on.
Weird.
And he's like, this is where the idea for the A-bomb was conceived, was at Bohemian Grove. So that's one of the conspiracies. There's tons of different conspiracies about sex crimes, pedophilia.
Of course.
Sex parties.
Of course.
Sex. And sex happening like at this place.
Rich white man.
Oh, yeah.
With power. Of course that's
the But the sad. Thing is, no ladies can be on... Well, no ladies can be members.
Wow. How is that still happening?
So up until the 1970s, a lady couldn't set foot on the grounds. They couldn't have anybody there. But because of a lawsuit, now they have to hire women as part of the staff.
Oh my gosh.
There are women as part of the staff that live there, or that they do live there for a while. So that's happening. There's a bunch, they say on YouTube, there's a bunch of satanic rituals caught on camera that happen at Bohemian Grove. So check out this picture, dude. This is a picture of the owl.
What the freak,
And that's the band. There was like a live orchestra that was playing during the thing.
Morbid Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, the Motab was there doing their thing. So anyways, it's just kind of a crazy deal. So look at this picture of that's how all the people sit in the Grove. You know, it's just like a nutty place where rich people come and talk about nutty things.
They just want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
I am like at the top of the world if you could be invited to this,
yeah,
and part of it.
If I could be part of
the
cremation of care.
I'm on the tippy top.
Yeah.
Of the faggy society.
Dick Nixon, man. That is like the best. That was like the best thing I read in this whole thing is what he said. And obviously he didn't mean for that to get out because it was caught on tape, you know, somewhere. So that's just
who was I want the were best they thing. Asking him or
I don't know. Talking? It was just he was talking with somebody on the phone, I think. And it came
that's
out.
It's funny. He went to it and it's like, what in the
But he kept going back. He was actually part of it. So I'm pretty sure, like, you know, Reagan, the
I'm sure
Bushes
he didn't want to not be part of
the
it.
The Bushes like, have been there. I think the Clintons. It's just like everybody.
Well, if atomic bomb discussion is bounced around, mm-hmm. you don't want to miss that.
So they think it's, you know, satanic, gay, New World Order, all of that stuff is all part of Bohemian right. Grove.
Anytime somebody's not included in something like that,
I know.
Like, probably a bunch of gay stuff
bunch
going
of gays,
on.
Yeah.
And doing a bunch of satanic stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what it is. That's
wow,
Bohemian
that is
Grove, man.
Freaking weird that it just still happens.
I know. And it happens every single year in July. You know,
weird.
They have a huge staff that comes and there's like inside the camp, there's all these different. It's so much like a summer camp. There's all these different groups and like little towns within the camp that have names. They all have different names. And then when you become a member, you're assigned to that. So when you come, you live in that cabin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So it's exactly like a summer camp.
Oh, man.
It's so weird.
Watch out, Trump. Hey. Time for bed.
We got canoe rides in the morning early.
We got cremations and sacrifices early. Get your butts to bed.
Cremation of care first thing in the morning. You guys been practicing your songs?
The band's exhausted. They're in bed. They'll be up early.
Violinist fingers are bleeding. Yeah,
so weird.
It is just the weirdest thing ever, man. You know, so
can live amongst weirdest people.
Yeah. But you got to admit though, if you can,
I don't live amongst them.
I would 100% go if I could get in.
I would like to see.
I would like to see what the crap's going on there. You know. Anyways, if you have a
there's a real big chance I won't ever get to be part of that.
Yeah, I'm never going. But if you have a chance, go Google.
Let us know how it goes.
Bohemian Grove and look at the pictures because it is like literally right out of.
I did see one picture and I never looked much more into it. But my gosh,
it's crazy.
No idea.
So that's all I got today. That's all we got today.
Well, that's weird.
It is super weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe that's the portal of the inner earth.
Oh, I guarantee Sasquatch is a member, right? He's got to be.
Oh, totally.
It's where he lives.
No doubt he's part of that.
He probably leases the land to him. You know he lives out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Just don't crap and throw up all over on this, and you guys can do what you want.
You guys on your drunken parties, I swear. Anyways, that's all we got today, guys. I know it's a quick short one, but you know, it's Turkey Day tomorrow.
It's what we're here for, to give you guys important facts.
Yeah, that's really important. You got
to
know that.
You need to know that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Cameron, before we head away and do our thing?
Nope, I'm going to go to work right now. That's fun.
I'm going to do the same thing. Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys listening and subscribing and all that type of stuff. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate you guys checking out our sponsors, you know, BattleBox, Tech Pack,
survival
boxes. Make sure you go check them out.
These are gift worthy. I'm telling you,
gift worthy. Yeah,
for yourself, for your loved ones, for your kids.
Yeah,
get a survival box for your kids. They'll love
that's
it.
What good stocking stuffers.
Yeah, right.
You know, freeze dried meal in the stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, I mean,
knife of the month.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Your 7, 9 year old. They'll love a knife of the month.
They will. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.